I'm delighted to see him joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Well, Patsy, what a beautiful day. First, we're going to start with this morning's Run Donegal Women's 5K, which was held through the Twin Towns. A fantastic event.
Absolutely, a brilliant event, and you couldn't have asked for better. A beautiful, beautiful morning, and something over 700 women, ladies, youngsters, girls from Donegal checking in, and a great success. Obviously, we'll name the winners. Leona Mullen was from Strabane, was the winner. Karen Galler from Fannett was second. Aoife McGrath from Castleberg third, and Cathy McDulty Balbafay fourth. But really, really, it was about participation. It was about raising money for ovarian cancer research, and it was about just having a really good. A good outing, a good day, and out for a lot of families and a lot of people. And I'm sure there were thousands of people there, people in support, and people, and a few men joined in. I got dressed up and entered into the whole thing as well. So Grace Boyle, the chairman of the organising committee, would express great delight at the turnout and the whole event. Really, it was a big part. It went so smooth. You always worry about the stewarding and the big numbers and all the rest of it, but no, everything was perfect. And everybody involved can be very, very proud. Competitors, the people in the background, and indeed the people, who travelled distances and so on. Obviously, it was in memory of Breed Carr, who passed away from ovarian cancer some years ago, and her husband Seamus had travelled over from London to be there. And he's, of course, very, very, very strongly involved with Tricon Games Athletic Club over there in London. So nice to see him once again. So look, a really good event, and well done, everybody.
Turning our attention then to the National Juvenile, a number of Northwest runners doing quite well, Patsy.
Yes, indeed, and we'll just throw out some names, really, but it's been going on for yesterday and today, and we'll continue next, and indeed next weekend we'll see the completion of the indoor program, really, to a great extent, and then we head towards Easter and other events. But some names that I'm just going to throw out is from different clubs: Lauren Callaghan, Anya Kerr, Daniela Janssen, Rena Doherty, and Christopher Cairns from Finn Valley medalling over the weekend, and from Tyrconnell, some good medal performances there: Lucy McGlynn, Casper Adamski, Eva Anderson, and Mia McKelmont so far. Indeed, the competition is still ongoing. Also, Sean McGinley from Olympian, I always emphasise, out there from Glenswally, and he won 1500 metres yesterday, and good performance on the back of a good schools performance for Ireland in the schools international last weekend, and he continues to run well. And indeed, from Cranford, we had Aoife Giles, a good performance for her in the shot, and she's a good athlete. She's a good, dedicated young girl, and wish her well going forward. And Oisin Kelly, from Cranford has been, since he was a knee-high to a grasshopper, he's been winning national titles, and he's been coming from behind. Well, he did the same yesterday, but he's a big boy now, and he shows the same determination. So the young Cranford athlete saw himself in about seventh position, and he showed that desire that you really, really need to get himself up there and to win the national title. So well done, Oisin Kelly, there, and that one from Kilmacrenan and Cranford Athletic Club. Very, very good. And as you say, competition's still ongoing, but many, many Donegal athletes in competition, many getting fourth, fifth and sixth. And indeed, I say fourth, fifth and sixth. Indeed, sometimes in the ongoing life of an athlete, those who finish fourth, fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth in these competitions at this age actually end up emerging at the end of it all in the late teens and so on. So a word of encouragement to absolutely everybody that had a go at the Nationals, because they did, and I underline this again, they did have to qualify for Ulster. So well done to each and every one of them, and a big crowd from Donegal, of course, present.
Finally, Patsy, well, the toast of Donegal yesterday was Noreen Boner, who won a bronze individual medal at the World Half Marathon in Poland. But it was not only that, there was a lot of competitors throughout the weekend doing extremely well.
Yes, indeed. It was a very successful outing for six Finn Valley athletes competing for Ireland. And yesterday, as you very rightly say, Noreen Boner had a great day. She finished third individual in her age category, third in the world, of course, and led her team to team gold, which we kind of anticipated that might happen, but her individual performance was really up there, and she worked so hard. She really worked so hard, so she deserved it. Everybody very, very popular, everybody really delighted about that, and that's a really strong performance from her, and as I say, added a gold team medal to that. And then, of course, earlier in the week, Mark Connolly, a team gold for him and his age category across country. That was earlier in the week, and great excitement, because because Mike is not only an athlete, but he coaches some of the athletes who were present here this weekend. So well done to him. Kay Byrne, who week in and week out over years and years and years we've been talking about her, and she's still as enthusiastic as ever, and she got a team medal earlier in the week in cross country as well. And those were the, you know, Mark, Kay and Noreen were the medalists, and then we had Kieran Carlin and Katrina Devine in the final of the 1500 metres yesterday, and sixth for Katrina, ninth for Kieran. Again, great performances, good positive strong performances from them in the final, in their respective finals. And again, earlier in the week on the Tuesday prior to that, Sinead McConnell getting a new national record, just 2 seconds away from a medal. And really strong performance again, you know, based on the fact that, you know, her training has been topsy-turvy recently because of injury, and it has been curtailed, really, her thing, and not using it as an excuse, but certainly she went to compete to get a medal. It didn't happen, but two seconds between her and the medal. So the six athletes, very, very positive and good performances, so a good experience for them. They arrived back at Dublin Airport about an hour or two ago, so they'll be tired but happy, really.
Okay, Patsy. Well, looking forward to next weekend. What's on the athletics calendar, Patsy?
Well, looking forward, really, in my head when I was just coming on, I was just thinking about this. Obviously, next weekend we have that indoor athletics, the national down the phone again to complete. You know, there are a few 5Ks around the county here, there and everywhere, so there's plenty of opportunity for people to be involved. And then beyond that, I suppose the next big event in the county, I suppose, is the Ballyliffin Coastal Challenge, and that's Easter Saturday. That's a 1 p.m. start. That's an event that is, you know, attracted over the 1,000 competitors in the last few years. They celebrate 10 years this year of that event, and of course they'll be praying hard for good weather, and weather like today would be just such a dream, but that's the next big event in the county, the Ballyliffin Coastal Challenge. And as I say, next weekend, and that's Easter Saturday, that Ballyliffin Coastal Challenge, and as I say, next weekend is indoor, complete that indoor athletics program for the young underage athletes. But as usual, Park, it's just busy.
Okay, thanks very much, Patsy.